From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The House Speaker says Congress will make sure religiously affiliated groups are not required to provide birth control coverage for employees. John Boehner, who is Catholic, says the Obama administration is engaging in an attack on religion.
In imposing this requirement, the federal government has drifted dangerously beyond its constitutional boundaries, encroaching on religious freedom in a manner that affects millions of Americans and harms some of our nation's most vital institutions.
But President Obama has said the requirement is aimed at allowing access to all employees, including those who are not members of a religious group for whom they work. Newt Gingrich has been stumping for votes in the battleground state of Ohio as he tries to regain the momentum as a front runner with Mitt Romney. But after Rick Santorum's trifecta in Colorado, Minnesota, and Missouri, the GOP presidential landscape remains uncertain. Santorum's victories delivered a setback to Mitt Romney, who had been trying to build on his big win in Florida. In Egypt, judges investigating American non-governmental organizations accuse the groups of working there for political purposes. NPR's Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Cairo that officials are revealing for the first time the evidence they have collected.
Judge Sameh Abu Zayd said at a news conference broadcast on Egyptian state TV that the groups violated numerous Egyptian laws. He said they worked here on tourist visas and without permits for years and received foreign funds here illegally. Plus, they failed to pay Egyptian taxes, he said. Abu Zayd claimed they have substantial evidence as well as several confessions. At least 16 Americans are among the 43 people referred to trial so far, including the son of U.S. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. At least half of the Americans charged are no longer in Egypt. A second judge said those referred to trial face up to 5 years in prison if convicted of operating illegally in Egypt. Saraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
Still no let-up in the Syrian violence, where anti-government activists are accusing troops of firing on civilian neighborhoods and killing dozens of people today alone. But that information cannot be independently verified, with members of the foreign media barred from covering developments inside Syria. The UN estimates more than 5,000 people have been killed since the uprising began there 10 months ago. Presidential campaigning in Senegal is swept up in violence ahead of this month's election. An opposition official says police fired tear gas in one of the towns as the country's president was attempting to hold a rally. The incumbent is seeking a third term in Senegal. At last check on Wall Street, U.S. stocks were mixed, with the Dow down 18 points to 12,860, NASDAQ Composite Index up 2 points at 2,906, S&P 500 down slightly, it's at 1347. You're listening to NPR News. The estimated cost of building the new World Trade Center has jumped by $4 billion in the last 4 years. That's the finding of auditors who say the agency in charge has let costs run rampant. Details from NPR's Joel Rose.
Auditors describe the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey as, quote, dysfunctional. They say it allowed the estimated cost of the World Trade Center project to balloon to at least $14.8 billion, up from $11 billion just 4 years ago. Much of that difference is due to the rush to open the National September 11th Memorial in time for the 10th anniversary of the attacks. The Port Authority expects to be reimbursed for roughly half of the reconstruction by the federal government and insurance payouts, but the agency could still be on the hook for more than $7 billion. The Port Authority's director says he takes the auditor's recommendation seriously and plans to overhaul the agency's structure. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
The University of North Dakota is standing by its nickname Fighting Sioux despite the NCAA's threats. University President Robert Kelly says the school has decided to resume using the Native American Indian name and logo while the state reviews petitions calling for the issue to be put to a statewide vote. However, the NCAA has said that the university risks sanctions if it continues using the nickname and logo. Indiana is citing a stage builder for, quote, plain indifference in the state fair collapse that killed 7 people last August. Commissioner Lori Torres says Mid-America Sound Corporation committed 3 major safety violations. The state's Labor Department has issued a $63,000 fine. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.